Al-Anon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Fran Walker.
Good evening, Walker.
Good evening.
So we are starting here.
I think Brandy's on the line. Hey.
Brandy, Martha, and Anna is on the line. So good evening,
oh,
all.
Wow.
So we will start with section 30 of the Sulam commentary on the Parasha of Noah from the Zohar. And we're going to start with Pasuk 231, and I will start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kud Shabar Yehud, Yishkin Teh, Bitshi, L'Roshimu, Rushimu, Yishkin, L'Roshimu, L'Yachda, L'Shem, Yud Heh Bavate, B'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלי ממעשה ידינו כמנה עלי ממעשה ידינו כמנהו. אלא אף פעל גב דיולה יתקריב דקר ועצריה יתקריב נוגבה לביהיה להתפרשה מיניה אלא בא את קרב בגין לך בירה דבדה וסולקה נו כבר לגבי דקורה ליד הבירה כחדה ואף על גב דישה לשום אישים. And he explains that even though the burnt offering is male and is sacrificed to its place, namely to Zerantin, who is the male aspect, the feminine principle should not be separated from Zerantin as a result of the offering. Thus it is offered to the female principle, uniting Zerantin and his female principle through the offering. The female principle rises up to Zerantin and unites with him, even though we find the explanation that the fire offering is for the Yishin, the masculine plural form, and not for the Rekings, we learn from the allusion to the female principle. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No, sir. This is Malka. I think this alludes to a family unit where, you know, the male is the head of the house. So, but it always indicates that it also includes the female.
Very true. But we are talking about cleansing Chachma, and we're being told here that to cleanse Chachma, we first have to cleanse Bina, and that we can never separate the two.
Right.
And we do that because when Malchut rises to Zeranpin, she's really rising to go above Zeranpin. She's trying to get to Bina. And so the process of her going through Zeranpin and rising to Bina brings Zeranpin along to Chachma.
So it's basically talking about purification of the female side, where the female always has to go through.
It's talking about the purification of everything.
Okay.
The burnt offering cleanses thoughts. Thoughts start in Chachma. They start in the right and left brains. When we bring a sacrifice that's burnt completely on the altar, the ola, that smoke that rises up, is bringing the physical world to unify with the spiritual, Malchut to unify with Zeranpin. But Malchut doesn't stop at Zeranpin. It continues to rise. It's striving. Its thought, its consciousness is to get to Bina. As it goes above Zeranpin, it brings Zeranpin with it because it's unified. So Zeranpin connects to and unifies with Chachma. So you have all four at the same level.
Question.
That is the purpose of the burnt sacrifice. Go ahead, Marco. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry I interrupt. But I think we discussed this in many teachings, that the women are at a higher elevation, correct? Spiritually, correct? So my thought is that she brings along Zeranpin with her to get to Bima. Tabina, so does that indicate she's a higher spiritually female aspect?
The female aspect is higher spiritually or lower spiritually. The female either is connecting to Malchut or she is connecting to Bina.
Okay.
Malchut has a The Tzimtzum was caused by Malchut wanting to be the light. But Malchut is not the light. Malchut is the manifestation of the light. But her desire is to be the light, or at least be like the light. And that raises her to Bina. But she has to go through Zeranpin to get to Bina. And as she gets to Zeranpin, she becomes unified with him. And as she continues to rise and become Bina, connect to Bina, become similar to Bina, she is cleansing everything below Bina. But when Zeranpin rises back into Bina, he's saying, I'm male, she's female, I have to be different, I have to move out of here. And he moves across to Chachma.
Okay.
And he unifies with Chachma.
Ah.
So the essence of the burnt offering is to elevate everything to Chachma and Bina, and while there, cleansing everything and remaining unified between Chachma and Bina, because Chachma and Bina never separate.
Mm-hmm.
And when Zeranpin and Malchut are at that same level, they never separate. And so everything becomes unified. But this is only dealing in the frame of thoughts. It's not dealing in the frame of manifestation. That requires the male and female of the human species to manifest it in the earth, on the earth. And the paradox is Malchut represents the desire to receive.
Ruby.
She has to be separated from Bina, as we explain in the four phases. But now that she rises, has a desire to return to Bina, to return to what she lost. That is what causes the tsum, the empty space. Because when she is separated from Bina, her desire is to, her function is to manifest the energy of the male, the energy of Zeranpin. But as she rises to Bina, her desire becomes fulfilled. And when the desire is fulfilled, it's no longer there. And this is what creates the tsum-tsum.
Mm-hmm.
Because Malchut and Zeranpin have left an empty space, conceptually, metaphorically, and this is the place that Malchut manifests. Do you see how it all ties together?
Mm-hmm. So when you're saying that they reach the level of Bina and Hogma, that desire is fulfilled. So now we're back into Zeranpin, which there is space, which becomes the negative system becomes into play again. Because the desire is back into Zeranpin.
Zeranpin is phase three. Zeranpin has a desire for what Bina has to share.
Right.
But what Bina has to share is not everything. Because Hakma is everything. But when Hakma becomes Bina by virtue of the light fulfilling Hakma, it transforms Hakma into the female. And the female has the consciousness of the light. Bina now wants to share, but it has nothing to share with or nothing to share to. So it creates Zeranpin.
Right.
The thought of sharing from Bina causes Zeranpin to come into function, into fruition. But Zeranpin is male. And its function is to desire what Bina wants to share with it.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as Zerontin realizes that it no longer has the light, it's now a little darker, it's less than, it says to itself, wait a minute, I gave up something. I don't want to give this up. Give back, let me get back to where I want everything, where I am everything. And that's what creates the manifestation called Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's phase four. Now Malchut has come into existence. It is a true desire to receive. But what is its desire to receive? Its desire is to become Hashem. Its desire is to reveal the light. So it strives to climb back to Bina. But in order for it to climb back to Bina, it has to realize, just like a bank account of $1,000 had to pass through $900, $800, $700. But those lower numbers didn't fulfill it. It'll only be fulfilled by the $1,000, and it can only do that at when it gets to Bina. And that climb, as it's now fulfilled by $700, its desire is now not for $1,000, its desire is for $300. Its desire gets lessened, and it becomes, if the desire is lessened, then the light is lessened. So Bina is only sharing now $300 with Malchut, with that is at the level of Zerontin.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the empty space comes into being. And this is the paradox. The desire needs to have all the desire for everything. But the desire actually only has space in it, in itself, for what it hasn't revealed. So if it's received 700, it only has the space for 300. So cleansing is to remove the 700, which brings the Malchut back to 1,000, the desire for 1,000, and that means it's no longer at Bina, it's back in its location as Malchut. And all of this is the paradox.
It makes a circle of life, basically.
That is correct. That's why they call it the circle of life.
It's a continuation.
That's why you have cycles. It's why you have cycles in the stock market. That's why you have cycles in a woman's monthly period. That's why you have cycles in male-female relationships. That's why you have cycles in life. Everything comes from the same paradox. That is why it is the process that is important, not the goal.
Great teaching.
But without the goal, there is no process, because the goal is the first step. The first step is phase one. The first step is Hakma. Knock, knock. Who's there? The lights. What do you want, lights? I want to come in. I want to fulfill you. Will you let me fulfill you? I want you to reveal me. Oh, sure, light, I'll reveal you. Come on in. There's no benefit to me. There's no nothing to me. You're just, I'm revealing you and you're fulfilling me. That's one circle. But there's no desire there. And without desire, you can't truly get to manifestation. It's like if I hand you I don't happen to like coconut candy bars because I don't like the taste of coconut. So if I hand somebody hands me a coconut candy bar, I say, thank you very much. I put it in my pocket and I look for somebody to share it with. I just went through four different phases in those two sentences.
I see it as, okay, I have $700, and I'm talking about Bina, okay, so I'm looking at 700 souls. And Bina says, yeah, I'll take it, sure. I'll take the 700 souls, but Zeron Penn said, no, I'm going to give you 1,000. So I've got to go get 300 more souls so that I can meet my desire to give you 1,000 souls. And Bina's like, okay. I'll take what you have right now. If you want to go back and get 300, I'll take those when you bring them back up to me. And that Zeron Penn has met its desire to give 1,000 souls.
Correct. But it didn't do it in one step, did it? It did it in two.
Exactly.
Or it actually did it in 1,000 steps because it has to do one at a time.
Right.
Are there any other questions, or should I move on to 232?
Halak, yes, is that the same concept as the awakening from below, above, and awakening from below?
Yes.
In the sense
that's the same concept. Okay. It's the same concept of direct light, which is the light flowing down from Chokhmah to Bina to Zeron Penn to Malchut.
Yes.
And the returning light. Malchut saying, I want to go back up to Bina. It's the same idea.
Okay.
It's just people perceived it, different Kabbalists perceived it in a different way and explained it with different metaphorical languages. Did I go on to 232?
Yes.
Noach Yitzchirik Leia Lemikra Vola Tehihu Bata Ditura Avat Leia Kudcha Barithu Leitcha Bira Ula Ala Vateva Vialda Ikrivola Ola Hu Ishe Esh Hashem Seid Habar Shemala Benukva Deha Nukva Besitra Bismala Tatya Deitta Bak Dabda Uginkach Ikre nukva Isha Isha Ketiru dir kimu Siachid basamala Basalka laleila Vil it ikashra Kachada Ugin kach olahu Olahi Isha Yashiru, dear Kardamu, Ra, Da, Bida. Noach should have sacrificed a burnt offering, for the Holy One, blessed be He, had established him in the place of the male, so that he could enter the ark, the secret of the female principle, and be united with it. He offered a burnt offering and not any other kind of sacrifice, because he did not really sin. He only thought that he had no merit left. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by its fire, Eshet, meaning the fire of hay, Esh hay. This indicates that the left of Zeranpin, which is called fire, joined with the feminine female principle called hay. The female principle comes from the left side, which is called fire. And when the female principle and the fire are joined, she is called a woman, Isha. The word Isha indicates the bond of love, as the left, which is fire, holds her. The secret of the hay, the fire raises her to Zeranpin, binding them together as one. This is why the verse reads, it is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, indicating the bond of a male and female with each other. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So my question is, in this paragraph, with the bonding between Zeranpin and Malchut, this gave Noah and his family protection because they are now face to face?
On the physical level, the answer is Noah received protection by being concealed in Malchut, by being concealed in the ark. The ark was something that was built by Noah, so it was manifested by Noah, and now he conceals himself in the ark. Now that's the physical explanation of the ark. The spiritual, okay. The metaphysical understanding of the ark is the ark was this physical item that connected to the spiritual consciousness of being concealed. And therefore, Noah left the physical world. He went into different dimensions. That's why you have different levels in the ark. You have three levels in the ark.
So would that be
the
same?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. No problem. So is that the same concept as taking a physical item and lifting it to a level of holiness?
Yes. It's exactly the same idea.
Okay.
Now, purifying the physical item so that it can now be elevated to holiness. Any other questions? Now that everything is absolutely clear, and the balance to that sentence is as mud, we finish section 30 and we'll move on to section 31 tomorrow. Tonight,
okay.
Our class is questions and answers. So feel free to bring any questions to our 7 o'clock Pacific time class.
All right. Oh.
Okay. Thank you, Hanak.
Shalom to all. Thank you.
Shalom.
You all do well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.